I'll be very brief. Judge Ambrose quoted Anthony Jackson, the defense attorney, in which he referred to there was something right at the end that I wanted to add as my point. It's always been the custom and tradition of the district attorney's office to exclude black people. And when he went through that, he then added these words, they always do, they always do. I have somewhat of a rhetorical question. Also, the Balda study rejected my recall by the lower court because it was 83-93 and this was an 82 trial. So suddenly, I guess we're supposed to believe that things changed in 83 from 82. What I ask is this. It seems like we have bookends here. We have case after case after case in which race was used in jury selection. We're talking about, again, step one. Wilson v. Beard, Brinson, Hardcastle, Holloway, Jones v. Ryan, Harrison v. Ryan, Diggs v. Vaughn, et cetera, in which discrimination was at work by the district attorney's office during this period, which included the timeless trial in 1982. And my question is, are we to believe today that this highly charged case of a black defendant accused of killing a white police officer, with all the other things we've mentioned, MOVE and the Black Panther Party, et cetera, are we to believe that this is the exception to the rule of the cases during this period? Of course, things have changed in the district attorney's office. It's very different today. But we're talking about a different era, a different mindset. And it seems like we have established that there is before this court evidence of a prima facie case, that there seemed to be evidence indicating that discrimination was at work. And I just submit that of all the cases that have come through the court system here, capital cases in Philadelphia, it's hard logically to conceive that this was the exception and discrimination was not at work in jury selection. And with that, I thank you, Your Honor.